الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية أم المؤمنين أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها. So discussing this hadith which is narrated by Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha with regard to the dua that we should read in the morning when leaving home. And the dua is Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min inni a'udhu bika an adilla aw udalla aw azilla aw uzalla aw azlima aw uzlama aw ajhada aw yujhada aliyya. And this is in the chapter of having full conviction on Allah Ta'ala. And by full conviction it means we should not have any conviction of anything else besides Allah Ta'ala. And full trust on Allah Ta'ala. And we should not trust anything else besides Allah Ta'ala. Then we will see clearly just this dua, which is less than a minute, hardly half a minute, and all our work will be done. The narrator of this dua, Hind bint Umayya, is known more commonly as Umm Salama, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was one of the pure wives, spouses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her marriage took place in 4 Hijri. She was amongst the best of women in intelligence and character. She was also very beautiful. She passed away in 62 Hijri at the age of 90. From the pure spouses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was the last to leave this world. After her, not one wife of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was in this world. 378 ahadith are narrated from her. When her husband Abu Salma had passed away, she read also the dua which we should also read whenever any difficulty comes to us. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us that it isn't only so much, we should complete the dua. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Oh Allah, reward me in this difficulty. I'm making sabr, reward me. Her husband had passed away, she made the dua. Wa khluf li khayran minha. And give me something more better in return. She says she saw very clearly that Allah Ta'ala had given her much more better in her in return. Her husband passed away. Allah gave her Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in marriage. What could be more better than Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam being her husband? So whenever we have any difficulty that comes, we should also read this dua, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And with its meanings, which we have discussed in the tafsir lessons, and that itself is great solace also, the reward is also very great. And then that Allah Ta'ala rewards us, that though it's a difficulty, but we hope and expect from Allah Ta'ala, by making sabr, we expect a reward. And that, oh Allah, in its place you give me something better. Allah, this one test of yours has come, but you give me something more better than that also. Further, one who seeks refuge in Allah from slipping, which has come in this hadith, an azilla or uzalla, means that one seeks Allah Ta'ala's protection from committing a sin unintentionally. A person slips. One is a person commits a sin intentionally. And sometimes unintentionally we get involved. So we even seeking protection from Allah Ta'ala from that. That even unintentionally, O Allah, let me not do anything wrong. The beauty of the sunnah is that a believer is encouraged to remember Allah Ta'ala at all times. If we just bring this into our lives, the various du'as of the various occasions, this itself is a source of remembering Allah Ta'ala at all times. One of the particular great features of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali was that he was very particular of reading the du'as of the various occasions. On the occasion when he had passed away, then there were lot of people in the janazah. And each one wanted that I must also carry the janazah. Because of which the people were pulling the janazah from this side to that side. because all wanted to share and wanted to hold it. Then one great Allah Ta'ala, one Allah Wala, whom Allah had given kashf, that Allah showed him what others do not see. He announced and he said that please let the janaza go in a straight way, quickly forward. Just pulling it, jostling it from side to side, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is waiting for Maulana. And the reason for this great honor that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was waiting for Maulana, he said that was because of the du'as that he used to read at all the various occasions. The sunnah du'as. Maulana's all other great work of tabligh is in its place. How great work, and till today all these rewards are going to Maulana, the great changes that are taking place. But that reading of the du'as of the various occasions. So we also should not be negligent. From the time we get up, before we go to the toilet, we come out, all the time there are du'as. In this way we will be constantly in the remembrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When one recites the appropriate du'as mentioned in the hadith, one's entire life will be transformed into worship. When a person sits to eat, he says Bismillah, ala barakatillah, so that whole eating of his becomes ibadat also. When he goes to sleep, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. His whole night sleep is not in guna, of course, and it's not also that no sawab, no guna. Now the whole night sleep becomes ibadat also. Everything, even when a person has relationships with his wife and he reads the dua of that occasion, then that also becomes an ibadat. Everything, his whole life will become ibadat. This hadith mentions the dua to be recited when leaving the home. While emphasizing humility, the dua teaches one to seek protection from every conceivable evil that one could encounter. When a person leaves home, then there are all types of hardships and difficulties that can befall him. Accidents can take place in our time, hijackings can take place, kidnappings can take place, what and what. So many things can take place. A person is protected. All this dua is to protect him from every conceivable harm. And nobody knew more of those harms than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And his great compassion and love of the ummah, he taught us these duas. Where it is ibadat for us, we come closer to Allah. It is all the goodness of our dunya's life also in these duas. When reciting it and pondering over its meaning, one subconsciously remembers not to harm one's family members and others. This dua also is that we must not be harmed, we must not harm anyone else. We must not go astray and we must not be the cause of others going astray. Or everything is included in it. That we should not behave ignorantly or commit sins. All types of things. Sometimes we do very stupid things. Many times a person driving also, and he doesn't know why he did it, but he does very stupid things when he drives also, and which causes great, great accidents also. So protection from all those things. Sometimes we blurt out something and we tell somebody. Like that we won't say such a thing. We won't get angry just like that. But suddenly it just happens. Protection from all those type of things. Just as a person dresses to protect himself from the cold, he should recite this dua to protect himself from social and spiritual evils. We all do take our protection. We dress according to the season. If it's raining, if it's hot, if it's cold. But the most important are the du'as, the dressing of du'as, the protection of the du'as that will protect us from all types of harm. So the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah reward the ulama, they have written them in separate kitabs. From morning till night, what are the du'as? They are very detailed kitabs also, and they are very small and simple kitabs also, which are taught in the maktabs also for the children. At least we should try and acquire one of those kitabs, which deal with all the elementary du'as. and not just a matter of knowing them, but to read them on the appropriate occasions. This will give us great, great protection, solace, and it will give us great comfort in our mind and our heart also. We will be protected, our family will be protected. We are spending so much money on security in various forms, and how much of haram insurance policies we take out. And these things are not protecting us at all. The crime rate is just carrying on. But there are so few of us who will be reading the du'as. And the du'as are 100%. The crooks will always overcome all our strategy of protection, of whatever type of security we do. They will be 100 steps ahead of us. But the amal and du'as, they cannot come one bit near it also. This is 100% protection, and it is free of charge, and it is an ibadah, and the great rewards we will get from Allah. And in this world we become the favorites of Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq to adhere to the sunnah and read the du'as of the various occasions. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.